I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Up, gigglers.
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my gnarly gigglers? It starts with a G, so it counts.
It does count.
Did you know that?
Not until you said it.
You guys, we're back in the studio, aka Paige's apartment.
This is, we have a YouTube. I keep forgetting.
We have hard launch YouTube. It's out there. It's happening. We also have tour dates. There's 8 tickets left in DC. I just counted.
Oh my God.
So you guys better get them. And then New York, we have a couple tickets left for the third show.
Okay.
Boston, guys, we're doing a whole different show. So if you saw the other ones, get tickets for the upcoming one. And then what else?
Just general housekeeping. Our merch. Ugh. That was the best launch we've ever had.
Incredible.
People love hating men. And I love that.
It turns out hate is in. And negativity and being sexist towards men is on trend.
Yeah. And I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I do have a slight bone to pick with you.
Oh, no.
I've morphed into you.
I didn't want to say anything, but I was like, she looks amazing. I was looking at you and I was trying to be like, in what world is Paige DeSorbo doing an on-camera shoot and not putting together the cutest look? And then I realized that you look just like me and we're the same vibe. You don't even have a touch of makeup on.
Not a stitch. I haven't showered in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I do smell a little bit. It all started with when
kinda
you
like pasta fagioli.
You put a hex on me of some sort, mm-hmm. and you ruined my nails.
Yes.
And so from ruining my nails to now that I'm fully on camera, I have no makeup on, my hair is greasy, I couldn't even.
I just thought of the Mean Girls part of the movie where she's like, hot body, perfect nails. I'm taking down.
What are those bars she makes her eat? What are the name of
the
those?
Calteen bars?
You've literally Calteen barred me. Like, that's
no,
what you've
would
done.
Would I argue
to me.
That you just care less what people think of you?
No. No, I care a lot.
Oh, you're just giving up.
Me and my therapist talk about it every week.
So
this
you're
is
depressed.
Just defeat.
Welcome to depression. We're both depressed, but you know what? We're going to giggle through it. That's what life's about.
But it is probably one of the most exciting weeks of all weeks.
Why?
Because Hannah's getting married on Friday.
Dude, I feel like getting married is so anti-feminist.
Why? Are you taking Dez's last name?
No.
Really?
No, because...
I thought you were hyphenating.
No.
You're just staying Hannah Burner.
Just Hannah Burner. I'm not, like, becoming part of him. I'm me. He's him. We're two individuals starting a life together.
Okay, question. But when you bring your little...
Their last names are Burner.
Are they?
I'm joking about it, but yeah. I'm trying to see if maybe... Like, I just don't... I don't understand it. Why do they... Well, I know we live in a patriarchal society, but I'm trying to break the patriarchy down. One... little toddler at a time.
Okay.
What about one's Burner, one's Bishop? I think his Bishop is actually such a
good great
name.
Last name.
It sounds regal.
Hannah Bishop.
I have the same initials. Hannah Bishop. She looks down.
I think you should think about it.
Then I have to change my Instagram handle for a third time.
Oh my God. Wait. You hard launched your new Instagram handle. I went to tag you in something and I was like, what the fuck is Being Burns?
Being Burns is dead. She can't come to the phone right now. She's done. I just feel like Being Burns, I created that when I just started an Instagram. Like, yeah. I was private and I was posting, you know, the filtered portraits.
Yeah, with a border.
The borders. And then it got to the point, someone searched my name in Texas and I didn't come up. And I realized, like, if I'm Hannah Burner, it comes right up.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of businessy. And also, I feel like... a lot has changed in the last, in years past, and I felt like I want to be Hannah Burner.
Speaking of that, Instagram straight up, like, shadow banned me.
No.
Because of our merch.
No.
And said that I was, like, spewing hate speech.
Okay, so my manager said, do hate, like, H8 instead of writing out hate, because, yeah, they sometimes will ban you.
But I didn't even write anything. It was just in, like, the picture. So I had...
Wait, are you shadow banned?
Yeah. So I had to, like...
You cannot be shadow banned before my wedding!
I know. Do you feel like every bride makes every single, like, inconvenience and then dies to their wedding? Like, I could have said that... like, I bought the wrong shampoo, and you would have been like, how could you do this to me?
There's a joke.
I'm on it.
Yeah, you're dealing with it? Okay, because yeah. I have a friend, girl with no job, Claudia Oshry, who constantly said she's shadow banned on TikTok, but we decided she's just really bad at TikTok. Like, it's funny to, like, put on a photo and, like, it gets not a lot of likes, and
you're like, whatever, I'm shadow banned.
I'm literally shadow banned. So sometimes... girlies, just say you're shadow banned.
But honestly, the break is nice. You know? I've got a lot of...
Like, you still have, like, a million followers that follow you. It just... What, when people search you to, like, say mean things in your photo, they can't find you? That sounds like a blessing.
Yeah, it sounds great. You have to click see more.
Honestly,
everything happens for a reason.
What you're telling yourself. Yeah. I just need it back by my... I need it back by
your
my wedding.
I'm working on it.
I actually have a bone to pick with you if we're doing this. I already told you about it, but I just have to address it because the gigglers blew my DMs up when we were promoting our shows, which, like, thank you. I love how good you are at promoting. But you
put it over your face.
Choose to put the link over my face. And it's like... a full, beautiful photo of me and her dressed up, professional photographer, takes the link, and it's almost like she purposely was like, this is off-brand for me, and her face is disgusting. And then the funny thing is, at first I was like, what was her thought process? And then I was like, oh, she didn't have one. There was no, like, evil, meticulous, like,
you know when you're like, I have to post this, like, okay, link, there we did, a swipe up, great, awesome, click. And then I did go back and I did notice it, but it had already been up.
It was funny because it looked very deliberate. Like, it was like from my chin to my eyebrow, just like, you're done, you're done.
Wait, you picked this bone with me last week. You're re-bringing it up?
Did I?
Yeah.
No, I think it was in the notes, but I didn't really bring it up.
You literally have been having amnesia.
What? Who are you? And why are you in my apartment?
Please, not before your wedding.
I do have to say, it is wedding week. Stassi also is having her wedding week.
Yes.
And there's actually some drums, because what would life be without a little drums? We love a little drums. Taylor Strucker is like one of my best friends. She was at my bachelorette party. I invited her to my wedding, and she goes, oh my God, crazy. I'm actually going to be in Roma. She's doing the
officiating
of the wedding. And I was like, okay, that sounds like kind of important. So Taylor's missing the wedding because she's officiating Stassi's.
I texted her the other day and said, have so much fun at Stassi's wedding. And she texted me back and said, if the salami squad doesn't FaceTime me, I will be really pissed. So we're going to have to make Becca FaceTime Taylor during the ceremony.
The girls in the bachelorette are still talking and still vibing.
I was telling Craig this the other day. Randomly, the bachelorette group chat will just pop off. Only for like 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's funny. Won't talk to each other for a week. Mm-hmm. And I love it. Like, I get excited when I see someone from Burner's Bitches has popped up on my phone. I'm like, what could we be getting into today on a Tuesday at 4 p.m.?
I do have to say, Cheech partied in Miami with Marcelo, and then Sierra went out with Haley.
Wait, like, when did Sierra and Haley go out?
Like a random night at 2 a.m., they sent me a photo, and I was like so happy that Sierra is like hanging out with.
I love that.
People that I'd known for years and that they get along.
Not one of those girls has asked me to hang out. Interesting. That's okay. I hang out with you.
Because you're turning into me. They didn't hit me up.
Sarah's like, don't even ask her if she's home.
Yeah, we don't. But that's good. So wedding prep is something people don't talk to you about. And if you Google it, like, what do you do before your wedding? There's like,
are you saying like week before? Or you're saying night before? Like what?
Like
what
weeks before? Because you know, like, weddings are annoying because they make you feel like you have to look the best you've ever looked on that day. So girls will starve themselves. Girls will, like, you want your face to be perfect. God forbid there's a pimple. You want your nails to be perfect.
Actually, I remember when Claudia was getting married. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I remember from her wedding prep, mm-hmm. like, because I was used to watch all of her stories for her wedding. She said she drank so much water before so that her skin would glow.
Yeah,
and I've never forgot it.
People do wild things. So I started Googling it, and there's like, you know, Goop is like, oh, like you have to get a sauna massage and then have like lightning hit you from a bottle, but whatever. Like, it's an unrealistic shit.
Wait, Goop totally would bottle lightning. Yeah. They're like, this is $5 million. Get it for Christmas.
But it's so worth it. Your pores, they're going to look so small. So I try to do a realistic thing where 3 weeks ago, after all my traveling, I got a facial. And I got like a hardcore facial.
Like a, yeah.
Like an Eastern European lady, I swear to God.
Like she was picking. She was poking.
Paige.
You were in pain.
I looked at her. She looked at me. She goes, I give no mercy. And she meant it.
That's what you want for your facial.
And I was like, this is going to be fucking worth it. Take all my money. And she was like, okay, you have to leave with this. I recommend this, the sunscreen and this. And I was like, just put it on my card. I trust you.
You have really good skin, though, to begin with. It's funny because I feel like you literally rub your face with dirt. You, like, I've never seen you have a pimple. Not once.
I used to have pimples. Now it's more like I'll get the menstrual stuff, whatever. Tomorrow's Tuesday. My wedding's Friday. I'm getting a spray tan.
Okay.
And getting my nails did.
Okay.
And for nails, I'm doing white.
Yep.
And then in little gold letters on my ring finger, I'm putting H and D.
That's cute.
I thought of it myself.
That's so cute.
I'm a fakie.
Are you doing fake nails? Like, are you doing?
Yeah. Because I didn't want to risk my nails breaking.
Yeah.
I'm not doing like extensions. I'm doing tippies.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
So I'm going to have an attitude on my wedding day.
Yeah, you are.
Multiple people have called me very chill. And I told them, I said, I'm not like, would you call me a chill person?
Yeah. Chill as in like, in the grand scheme of things, you're pretty chill.
Yeah.
In certain situations.
I will pop off.
Yeah, you have an opinion.
Yes.
An opinion.
Yes, opinion. It's not an opinion. Like a filet mignon?
Yeah.
My opinions.
Yes.
Rare. So I told her, I was like, it's funny, I am very chill in this, but things that I care about, I'm unchill. And I think we just have to normalize your wedding day not being the greatest day of your life. But I think that has to start at a very young age with our daughters. Because I was wondering why
we're
too far. You're too far. You're too far gone.
My thing
is, I feel like this is like a family party that like I happen to like
be the center of attention at.
Yeah, but I don't like attention that I don't earn.
That's weird. I love all of it.
Like, I want to be like, the people are against me and I win them over with a good joke. Like, I want that kind of attention.
I
won the match. I earned it. Where, like, happy birthday. I fucking hate that attention.
Okay, so what are some things that, like, the week of your wedding like, in preparation to your wedding where you have not been chill about?
I was
like, was there anything that you were like, this, I know what I want for this?
So I wanted a film photographer to come too. And then I was like, no, let's not do it.
Okay.
Like, I've gotten actually more chill as we go on. I just don't want any worry.
Because you're tired.
I'm exhausted.
You're going to throw a bouquet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we going to cheat?
Yeah.
I'm like, Sierra, you're too tall. Go in the back. Go in the back, you tall bitch. With your long ass model arms. Go in the back.
I go,
Becca, hold Sierra down. Hold that bitch down. Set
I'm
a
like
pick.
Running through the door and you're like throwing it long. You're like, I don't know.
I literally call a play. I go left, go right, I turn, I chuck it all the way to the left and you're there.
We're literally doing football.
And there's
plays.
No chance you're going to mess with your long ass fingers. You just like stab it. And then you just glare at Craig, and Craig's going to be, like, fucking, like, practicing his golf swing with Des in the corner, oblivious. What's with guys practicing their golf swing all the time?
Like, not in golf settings?
Yeah. Like, men just get together, and they just start doing it, and then they all do it together. And I'm like, what is this weird, like, mating dance you guys are doing?
Craig is actually – Des is going to literally come when he hears this. Craig is, like, redoing his backyard right now. Like, he just redid his kitchen, and, like, I – talk about not being chill. I've taken over like full creative direction. Like he's pushed back on a few things, and then his mom was just here, and so I told her,
and she did the kibosh.
Yes, and she was like, "But Paige really wants." And I was like,
"When you
something
get
torturous,
when you get to
waterboarding
a man's place, you're like
peeing all over,
kind of, you're
kind
like
of
marking your territory." Yeah. But there's a word for it. But that's what I did when I first met Des. I got to his house. I said, "Get a dumpster." I made him throw away, like, literally everything.
Yeah.
And
so
he
I
loved
did too.
It. And then I, like, started buying pillows. That's a weird thing.
Yeah.
You have a great source for pillows.
Yeah, that's the one thing. I can't buy any decorative pillows or I feel like...
You're cheating.
Yeah, I will get broken up with.
You're cheating on
so
him.
That's the one. I've given him that. But I've made him throw away, like, so many things. I bought a new bed frame, got new light, like, redid his whole bedroom.
Yep.
And in his backyard...
You're literally marking your territory.
Yeah, peeing all over South
Leg
Carolina.
Leg up peeing.
Yeah. Just squatting.
Yep. just drunk squatting.
In the middle of the living room. Just pulling out my long brown hairs and placing them places.
Yeah. Clogging his drain. That's a great way to mark your territory. Just clog it.
So he's putting a putting green in the backyard.
I'm obsessed with that for him.
And I think it's so cute and adorable.
It's so cute because you'd be like, where's Craig? And
then
he's like cursing because he can't get the putt in.
Yeah, it's just like you have he owns this house. He spent so much money to redo it. And I'm like, that's your area.
Yeah, you
this
stay
is
there.
Mine now.
Oh my God, it's so funny. You take over all his closets. It's great. But then it's funny because you leave after changing. You're like, okay, I'm going back to New York where I live. And then he's just sitting there like in all your stuff.
It's like, what do I do with 25 forks? Which one do I use?
Matching.
Like, this is a salad fork.
What's the aesthetic of the house? What would you call it?
So it's actually very exciting for me because it's the complete opposite of like what I would do in like my New York City apartment.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of doing it like a contemporary farmhouse sitch.
I'm obsessed.
But like there will be accents of like more contemporary.
Yeah,
like
of
I
course.
Do show him some things and I'm like, do you like this? And he's like, it's kind of more New
Are
York.
You getting
and
better
I'm like, you're right.
The taste that it takes to put together an outfit is different than the taste.
Fucking hard.
Are you what inspo are you using or where?
So there's actually a website. It's called Lulu in Georgia.
Oh.
It's very expensive, but they give really good ideas. So like I've been going on that website. I did want to get like mine.
Oh my God.
I did want to get his bed frame from there, which I think I will. But like I got an idea for like the lights I want to do. like by the bedside table. So I just went on Amazon, mm-hmm. typed in that vibe. So it's
Amazon
really
has so many good things.
No, Amazon is everything.
You guys, have you heard of Amazon? It's really good.
I feel like I have heard of it before. I've
I love
ordered.
When your Amazon ad comes up and I'm like, oh, they're good. I'm like, yes, my friend. Des and I would get into it because I would say, I'm going to go to my room. Mm-hmm. And he'd be like, our room. In his house. Yeah. In West Ham. So I go, I'm going to go to my room. And he goes, whose room? And I go, my room.
I think that there is a thing to like.
If I let you have sex with me. In that room, it's my room now.
Yeah. Like in Craig's guest room, I've like put all my clothes in that closet. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like if there's no one else, there's no guest staying there. Like that's my room.
Yes.
Like, and I might need to go there and just sit for a minute.
And I think we also from reality TV are a little PTSD'd about like choosing rooms. So we're like, just give me the fucking room. Just give me the fucking room.
Wait, that's so true.
Just give me the room with no drums.
I'm like, wait, am I allowed to sleep here without someone, like, wanting to murder me? I know. Someone going to kill me in my sleep.
You're like, can I sleep with both eyes closed?
Why do you think I always have a roommate? People want to murder me.
I found something on TikTok that I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
Toxic traits that I've convinced myself aren't toxic in general.
Great. Number one.
And his name is Brett Neusty, Neusty.
Okay.
He said, talking shit.
Not toxic.
Not toxic.
Everybody talks shit.
Okay, anyone who goes, I like that person, they talk shit, then what are you talking?
Do you ever
see? What do you talk?
Do you ever see those memes that it's like, find your circle of friends that talk about ideas and places and not people? And I'm like, losers.
No, they scroll. Say, like, the best people in the world talk about, don't talk about people, they talk about events, plans, and like global warming. And I'm like, boring.
But like the adrenaline when one of your girlfriends sits down and is like, oh my god, wait till you hear this, I start convulsing.
I do like, know that gossip is, I do feel kind of guilty sometimes. So in my elder, more mature age, I gossip with fewer people.
Agreed.
So I have a much small, I have like Agreed. Two or three like hardcore gossipers. Yeah. And then I'm like an angel with everyone yes. else. And then I try not to be the one who starts it.
Okay. I agree on all of those points, but every so often in that gossip session, I will add in, but we love her.
We're obsessed.
We love her.
Cheekbones?
This is
incredible.
Just, it's just her.
Yeah.
You know, like she had a really tough go.
The best is when you're talking about someone and then someone finally says like, but you know what does annoy me? And you're like, okay, I fucking hate this person. And you realize you don't have to pretend anymore. And honestly, you have to talk shit because you don't realize who you really vibe with until you know things that they don't like. Because people, a lot of people like tacos. If I was friends with everyone who liked tacos, I would have too big of a friend group. But how many people don't like
something? Craig actually hates tacos.
Craig's eating habits is like a whole podcast that we're going to do in the future because it's
what
problematic.
What about the moment when like you're talking to a friend and you both mutually know a person mm-hmm. and they're like, oh my God, do you know like Stephanie? We always like rag on Stephanie. My best friend from high school's name is Stephanie and she has texted me about this.
She's like, is there a subconscious fight?
Yeah, she's like, why are you guys doing this to me all the time?
It's just such so, like, a funny name.
When one of your girlfriends is like, oh my, or not like your real girlfriend, but you like, you just met her. It's like, yeah. Oh my God, you know Stephanie? And you're like, yeah, I do. And there's 3 seconds and that's it where you know whether or not like, what's another name? I can't think of Kara likes Stephanie.
Kara.
Like, and you know in that 3 seconds.
Yeah, they will make a face because they're either they're like you, no. Yeah. When they go like, oh, you know they're about to be, isn't she just, yes. Oh.
Yeah, you're like the best.
But if they don't go, oh, and they're just like, oh, you know?
And you're like, yep. Yeah.
And then you're best, you're yeah. literally
and
best
then you're
friends
because like, so
you're like,
well,
don't
what's the deal?
She's like, well, she did sleep with all my ex-boyfriends. And you go, oh my God, me too.
Yeah.
Okay. Leading me to my next one, toxic traits that I convince myself aren't toxic, being fake.
I'm so fake.
This is the thing with being fake. Should you, if you're not fake, that means you're just going around being an asshole to most people. Like, that means you're just running around telling people how you really feel about them?
Yeah, no.
No, I'm all about, I think I'm about keeping the energy as good as it possibly can be. And I realize I'm fake most of my life unless someone starts something.
It's fake is also such a like harsh word. I feel like no, like you have acquaintances.
Yeah.
And you're lovely to them. You're like cordial and you're lovely and great. And like I'm a little bit nice unless you piss me off. Then I will like full on fight you. But with like your real friends.
Yeah.
Like you're your real
it's
self.
True. Like I feel like I'll call you out if I feel like you're not being like yourself because yeah. I'm worried. I'm like, are yeah. you okay? You're zoning out. Yeah. Or like you're being weird.
Yeah.
Because you want to be raw with your friends. But with other people, that's why it's exhausting to hang out with other people because you have to act like you're not a Neanderthal. Like you have to like eat normally and you have to be like, ah! Like laugh at every joke. You have to hold so many things in.
Have you ever laid on a couch with someone who's like not really your friend?
Oh my God. Yeah. You have to like, I don't even know how to sit. Do you remember when we got to our reunion in Summer House and you were like, why are you sitting like that? I go, what do I do with my hands? And you literally put me in a position and then you were like, okay, now you can cry. And I was like,
You literally forgot how to sit. I'll never
forget. I was like in this dress. You're like, what she told me to like go diagonal with the legs.
You said it in such a like scared way. You're like, what do I do with my legs?
I can't have people making fun of how I'm sitting and my entire well-being and life as they tear me apart. Oh God. I hate mm-hmm. eating when you first meet a guy. Like you have to pretend that you don't just like shovel food in your yeah. mouth or whatever your habits are or cravings are. You have to pretend you like eat normal things.
Yes.
Where then you reach the point and that's when you put on that good love weight where you guys yeah. are like, I mean, the fact that Craig just has takeout knocking on the door throughout the entire day for no rhyme or reason is adorable.
I realized that like when Craig and I first started dating, I kind of started like testing him when it came to like normal eating. Mm. Like at midnight, I'd be like, what would you do if I ordered a pizza just to see his reaction?
Be like, wouldn't it be crazy? Wouldn't it be insane like, if,
I've,
like,
a I've pizza. Been with guys that have been like, what? It's midnight. And Craig was like, if you don't get half pepperoni, like, we're done. And I was like, I'm obsessed with you.
This is the thing. When we say we like guys who don't have a six pack, it's not that we don't think six packs are attractive. It's right. the lifestyle that comes with it. That means these guys. Can you please stop coughing while I'm talking? Just COVID in my
not
mouth.
Not before my wedding.
Not before my wedding. You can't cough in my mouth before my wedding. So, like, when you date these, like, six-pack dudes, they are the worst.
No, it's too hard.
They, like, they're counting
they're
calories.
They're being fake.
They're so fake. Like,
you're
be yourself.
Fake.
You want that garlic knot. You want that garlic knot. What do you hate about yourself that you're not going to eat that garlic knot?
I agree. There's such a fine line between like being healthy and like wanting to look good and then like I can't eat this.
And
I'm
if
like,
you're
no.
both type A, like that's good, but it's hard to be like a type A person with someone who like likes to sleep in.
I feel like Craig and I are both type C.
D. Yeah. Like. I love it. Okay. Oh, this is funny. Toxic traits I convinced myself aren't toxic. Eavesdropping.
Hold on. My mom. Mom, can't do that.
I know it's just Mother's Day, but
like we're filming something that we could get nominated for an Emmy. This is on YouTube.
Can I just do something? I apologize to the Academy for what just happened.
Seriously, it's so unprofessional. It's okay. What was
eavesdropping? This is
not toxic.
This is not toxic at all. If you're not eavesdropping, you don't know what's happening in the world.
You don't like to learn.
You don't. You're not gonna understand your surroundings. Have you ever, you have been on a date or been with your girlfriend where you just said, I'm going to need you to shut the fuck up for about 3 minutes because this couple next to me is in the most awkward first date and it's getting really bad and I need to hear how it happens.
If I go out to eat and there isn't someone to eavesdrop on, I'm upset. Like I'm writing a Yelp review that I'm like.
Then you're just stuck with your own thoughts,
yeah,
which
and I'm
is
just like, oh,
uncomfortable.
My God.
Then you have to come up with conversation with the person across from you.
There's so many times where I've been like, shh.
Des and I have fully on, like, he'll kind of smirk, and I'm like, what is it? And he'll be like, right. And then I'll, like, listen, like, full, we're not even experiencing each other. We're just yeah. experiencing around us. But eavesdropping is also important because, like, if you don't know the shit that people are talking around you, you really miss out on a lot of good stuff.
I was getting on a plane just recently, Saturday. I was flying from Atlanta to Albany to see my mother for Mother's Day because I'm such a good daughter. Mm-hmm. And the couple sitting next to me I was like listening to them for a little bit, and they're redoing their house.
We love.
I was so excited for them.
So fully invested. Yeah,
fully invested.
She says like a certain cabinet, and you're like.
Someone who's redoing a home. I was very interested because I was like, oh, I wonder where they're shopping from. Mm-hmm. Full fight. Full blown fight. She kept showing him things and he was just uninterested. And he just was finally like, I don't know. I'd have to see it all together. And like, why do we have to do this right now? And they just started losing it. First thing I did was text Craig and be like, you're never going to guess what the couple next to me is fighting about. And like, what, I was just going to not listen?
I mean, that is pure.
Come on.
That's actual reality TV.
Yeah, and that was me being real in that
That's
moment.
Also when they had a TikTok where you start playing on your phone Leave, Get Out by JoJo during the fight.
Get out, leave, right now. It's the end of you and me.
They say if someone's fighting next door, you just like blast that to be like, end that shit. Couples fighting is hilarious, but first dates is my...
That's your thing. Niche.
My niche, some would even say my fetish.
See, I get nervous.
When they go, you know, because I love being able to know it's a first date because they're always like, so what kind of, like that.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, I go there sometimes.
Their voices are way higher than they are in real life.
Your first date, my pitch is so high. And then
they say if you're uncomfortable, your voice naturally goes higher.
And you're giggling at things that aren't funny.
Yeah.
And you're just talking very like generalities. Like, it really
Great
is,
word.
Like, a bat.
Generalities.
Never said that word Sound in my life.
Like you were from Clueless.
Generalities. Is that our new word? Okay.
But here's the other thing, though. I used to go on first dates, and I'm so aware of my surroundings that I used to get nervous that people were listening to my first date.
Mm. So I need to get some of that because I'll be, like, in an elevator full of people and just, like, continue whatever. Because I just don't care. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
As long as it's not something, like, that I need to keep a secret, I don't care that there's people around. If anything, I brought some entertainment to their day. Well, I'll be with someone that I could tell is uncomfortable that
See,
I'm talking I'm about
something.
See,
I'm the complete opposite.
I feel like I've done this with you where I'll be like, and then my pussy had like a cottage cheese coming out of it. And I was like, this
and
is
I'm like,
not
hang
normal.
Up the phone, hang up the phone. Hang up the phone. Yeah, like I will always, I had like one line that I've said to so many boyfriends and I've just looked up at them and been like, we are in public and you are mortifying me.
See, that would mortify me if someone said that to me.
Okay, well then don't act a fool.
Are we in a fight? Are we in a fight? No, I also love momentum in conversations. Like if I'm like, you know how I'm performative with my conversations?
Yeah.
I hate it being interrupted by an elevator. So I'm like, we're ready. We're about to hit the climax. I need to keep going with this story.
Because you're a method actor. And so when you're telling.
I'm Jared Leto.
When you're telling a story, you have brought yourself back to that moment.
I can't get out of that moment just because we wanted.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
an elevator. Oh my God. Also, my pet peeve slash why I love Dez is he like loves small talk.
No.
No, like the kind of like older guy like loves a neighborhood chat. Like we'll be at a diner.
You know what's crazy is that shop. Craig and Dez haven't the met same. And they have very similar quality. Craig will talk to anyone
really
at any time.
Really cute, but he'll be like, he'll hear something. He's like, yeah, what's going on with the building over there? How long has it been going? Like things that I would never care about. In West Hampton, he was talking about like the waves, and they call it like, there's a certain word for the wave and how like big the waves are.
Okay.
And he was like talking about it all day with people. And I was like, I've never heard this word. And why do we care about it so much? Anyway, but yeah, Dez will be like so into the neighborhood gossip. Like
he's
like,
love that.
Oh, this guy got, and then you see these people like love him. And I think I'm as likable or more likable than Dez, but I hate small talk. Like I would literally like, get me out of this conversation. No. But he just like flows so naturally with these people. And I think I
because you want to know what? He's a genuinely happy person.
You know what? I asked him, I said, do you have anxiety or depression or both? And he goes, I have anxiety. I don't have depression. And I go, and that's what differentiates us because I have both.
And you're like, touche.
I think that it's probably the same with Craig, you think?
Yes. Craig does not
have
depression.
You can't have two depressed people.
You can't. Like, hey, I'm the depressed one, okay? So figure out something else.
Let me have one thing.
Craig definitely has anxiety, but Craig has it sporadically. You know where we're perpetually in it, and there's just like some days that are like we're not as anxiety ridden, but it's like it's still there.
Yep.
Craig is like sporadic, but he's not depressed.
Yep.
He's like happy. He wakes up smiling, and I'm like, oh my God. How do you do that?
Yeah, does... has been jet lag, so he's been waking up at 5 a.m. and then he falls asleep at 8 p.m. The other night I had 7 hours to myself.
That's nice though.
I literally like, it was like mom and dad are in bed, like me and Romeo were like running around, I was like eating shit, I was like putting on anything I wanted, filming TikToks. It was wild.
I've actually been having such bad anxiety recently that I
can't sleep.
No, the opposite. I've been waking up so early and I'm just like, why would God do this to me?
That's the world trying to tell you something.
Yeah, it's like the final straw.
Yeah, when anxiety, your body will tell you like when your anxiety starts waking you up. Because the sad thing about that is when you're depressed, and this is our mental health moment, every moment of the day feels so long.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like when you're really in it, it's exhausting to exist because you're so in your head the whole time. Mm-hmm. So sleep is the only time to escape
like
yourself.
Like reprieval, yeah.
Exactly. So with that said, I'm glad that you're up to like live more, but now it's finding ways to make that existence more pleasurable.
Like to the point. Oh my God.
That was a little sexual. And now is our sponsor for
vibrators.
Vibrators. A sucking vibrator is, anyway.
No, seriously, it's debilitating because one, I don't want to be up, but it's not like I'm just waking up and I'm laying there. Like I have to then get up to be like, I gotta like shake this. I mean, I go to the couch.
Yeah.
It's like, I have to get out of the bed and like, the one day Craig called me and he was like, are you coming back? Like, where are you?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just downstairs. And he's like, okay, well, stop being weird.
I've been getting anxiety because I've been having trouble going to sleep. Yeah. So the bed to me is giving me anxiety to like go to the bed
because
the
bed is through that
because the bed is a place of like bad thoughts.
Have you been sleeping on the couch?
Yep.
Yeah.
So I fall asleep on the couch. Des wakes me up at 4 and he goes, babe, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He goes, lives his day. I go to the bed.
He wakes you up when he's getting up.
Yep.
And then you
it's literally like college when like your friends are going to class and you're coming home from the party and you're like, what's up, bro? And that's why I'm basically single.
You are.
I literally don't know this
man. Long distance. We're single.
Relationships, when you spend too much time with the person and too routine oriented, you do become like siblings.
Yes.
And that's what you have to avoid. And I read that recently somewhere.
Wait, so did I.
It was probably TikTok.
No, it was like the absolute worst thing that can happen to your relationship is not the fighting, mm-hmm. not the like whatever. It's mm-hmm. becoming too routine and being siblings.
Yeah, because siblings are different than best friends. You want to be best friends. Like, it's okay to go like a week or two not having sex,
but you don't want to have sex with your sibling.
No, your sibling, you're just like, we're family, we're and forced wanna, to be like, here.
You want to like poke that person and like tease them basically.
Yeah, and it's okay to be like teasy or whatever in a flirty way. I just, it's like why you shouldn't fart all over them. That's sibling behavior.
Yes.
Which like in my past, I've done that before when I'm trying to get the guy out of the relationship. And that's toxic. That's toxic, my friend. That is toxic ass.
So now, yeah, actually, I will pat myself on the back for that one because Craig doesn't even know I go to the bathroom.
But that is why the patriarchy is still in charge, because in the time that you're figuring out full strategic like game plans to shit
it's
without
really
him knowing.
More him, like he gets more, like he doesn't want me to know that he goes to the bathroom. We were just away and he was like, I'm gonna go downstairs to the lobby, and I was like, for what? And he was like, I just have to go down to the lobby. And I was like, Craig, I know that you have to take a shit, you can do it in the hotel room.
Wait, you guys are like fresh.
But he doesn't want to.
Where someone, you guys are gonna go on a trip and someone's gonna get like a stomach bug, and that's gonna be the break.
And like if we're in a hotel room, I make him get in the shower, turn the shower on, and turn on music, because you just never know. And I don't want,
wait, so while he's in the shower you poop? Yeah. What if it smells?
It was in a different area.
Oh, it's okay, that scared me, because that's what we used to do. That's what
we
literally
did in the same room.
We did it in the same room, because if I was
like, these people are nuts.
If I was pooping and you were in the shower, no one could hear us talking. It was the one time for us to be like, what the fuck is happening? Where are we?
Like, where's my mom?
Oh, my God. Okay. Toxic traits that I convince myself aren't toxic. The silent treatment.
Wow. I'm really happy he said that, because that's my go-to.
Is that your go-to?
Yeah.
I think that it's good in a way. It actually does remind me of reality TV for a second, because actually Lauren Conrad was talking about reality TV on her experience of the Hills. Someone told me about it.
Yeah.
I think it was on TikTok probably. And she said how it's really difficult because normally when you get into a fight or an argument with a friend, you have time to process it. You have time to reflect. You can speak and talk to them when you choose. But with reality TV, because filming is money, you have to address it immediately.
Yeah, and you're like, I don't even know how I feel about this, but I'm
you have
yell.
To either apologize, you have to not apologize, you have to have an argument. Like, you're constantly on other people's timelines, have to make decisions about your feelings. And in some ways it's cool because you're always have to like take action, but sometimes you haven't processed it and you'll look and you'll be like, oh, that was because I was in a fight two minutes earlier and I was forced to do something right after,
right,
to like have a storyline.
Right.
Where I feel like the silent treatment is a good way to like, you don't know what you want to say yet.
Yeah.
But you know you're not happy.
Yeah.
And you want to also see how they react to the silent treatment. And it's almost like it's a better torture because some people don't deserve to talk to you yet.
Craig doesn't like, I don't know if he doesn't know the word for silent treatment. Because I don't go full silent, but he'll be like, you're being mysterious again. Are you mad?
He calls you mysterious? Wait, that's like a compliment.
I'm like, thank you so much.
He goes, you're so aloof and mysterious. Your Scorpio dark eyes.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I am being mysterious because I haven't decided how I feel about what you just said or what just happened. And when I do, I'll let you know.
And also, I don't think the silent treatment is toxic when something fucked up happened and you are responding to it. Like, you're allowed to be upset when something bad happens to you or if someone crossed a boundary. You know what I mean? Also, what I realized is the silent treatment is definitely what I deal with. Like, with friend groups or people, I don't care to fight with anyone. I'll be like, okay, I'm just not going to deal with them anymore.
Yeah, and people will be like, well, that's immature. Why don't you just say it? And it's like, well,
sometimes I see sides of people that I'm like, you know what? This isn't going to be helpful to anyone. Where with reality TV, you're forced to deal with it.
Bring back the silent treatment.
They're like, Paige, what do you think?
Normalize,
and you're just like,
a television show where just no one talks.
No one's talking. Okay, last one. Toxic traits that I convince myself aren't toxic. Lying.
Lying?
Murdering someone. Yes. I guess white lies are okay.
Here's the thing. I've never known, like, okay, what is the line where it's like not a white lie anymore?
Ooh, good question.
Because have you ever met that? There's always that one girl in high school that just like lies mm-hmm. and lies about shit that like.
So stupid.
Yeah, you're like, okay, you had French toast for breakfast, not scrambled eggs. You don't need to lie about that. We don't care.
Yeah.
So there's those kind of lies. I think white lies mean weirdos.
What if I define white lies as lies that will actually like help a situation? Like if someone's like really stressed about something, there's nothing you could do about it, to give them kind of like a lie to make them feel
and
better.
You're like, just don't worry about it. It's whatever.
It's going to be, or like you're like, when I ask you if my outfit looks good and I can't change it and you're like, you look like yourself. You look great. You look just like you. You would pick that. Yeah. Like it's like kind of a lie, but not.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, it looks amazing for you. For you, it's iconic if you picked it out.
Well, it's like, well, if you put something on that you love
mm-hmm.
and I wouldn't wear it
mm-hmm.
and you're like, how do I look? I'm gonna be like, you look great.
Well, now
like,
you wear what I wear. So where are we?
Some weird vortex. I don't know. Like, I also put us in some alternate universe. I'm convinced.
Welcome to the messy age.
Did you see Elon Musk tweeted, if I mysteriously die, it's nice knowing you. If I die under mysterious
circumstances,
like, yes, it's been nice knowing you. Is that crazy?
What made you think of that? What made you think that?
I don't know.
Where are you? Where are you right now? Come back. Come back to us. That is so, Elon Musk is a character. Would you have sex with Elon Musk?
No. Have you ever seen him like in an interview? He's almost like too smart to talk to.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, I think you're an idiot.
I saw him on SNL and he wasn't like that. It wasn't that bad on SNL.
No, he was pretty good on SNL. It
was pretty good.
It was like,
I just like having sex with powerful men.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I'm just like Marilyn Monroe. Speaking of Marilyn. No, we talked about before, but I hope you guys watch that documentary. We're going to have dope documentary soon.
The documentary I watched. Remember, I was going to watch the skin one and the nails one.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The hair one.
Yep.
I watched all of them.
I watched the skin one. We're dead. We're done.
No, we're
done. You're done. You're
no,
done.
We're done. What does the FDA do? I'll answer that. Nothing.
But basically, we want them to say on the front if it has phthalates and the other thing. And did you not look at all your stuff afterwards?
I haven't yet.
You're scared.
And how crazy that they can put the word fragrance and that can mean
everything.
Literally anything.
Because it's like a secret sauce that you don't have to tell people about. They shouldn't, because people don't know the amount of stuff they put into it.
Everyone at the FDA should be fired, and you can quote me on that. Because they don't do anything. They're like, well, we can encourage that you don't sell that, but we can't make it mandatory. And then it's like, okay, so then what is your job?
It's just weird that some things are illegal in Europe.
11,000 things are like illegal in Europe, and there's like 11 things in America that are illegal to put in an
item. That's insane, because it's like, are we different types of humans? Because if someone thinks it should be illegal to humans, it should be worldwide illegal.
Right.
Our skin don't like have different functions.
Right, like
our bodies don't react differently to chemicals.
Right, like we're still gonna die.
What'd you learn from the hair one?
So they concentrated it on this one brand. It was called Diva Curl.
Yeah.
And the brand is still, like, selling on shelves.
For girls with curly hair?
For girls with curly hair. And it was making their hair amazing for, like, the first 2 months. Then all of a sudden it started, like, falling out. It, like, wasn't growing.
I feel like I have a friend who did influencer stuff with them.
Really?
Yeah.
All these crazy things. To the point where there's one girl on there that's, like, I haven't had, there's been ringing in my ear for 3 years now. And she was like, her speech is delayed. She's got chronic depression. She had like just gotten married or like has been with her boyfriend for, I forget what the actual story was, but she was like, and like, we can't go and do anything because I can't hear and I can't like talk anymore. And I'm so depressed all the time. I can't leave my apartment.
So what are you going to put on your hair, skin and nails now? Or just
this
like.
This is why I look the way that I
do. We've given up. We've given up. Someone was tweeting to me about talcum powder. Be like, how much talcum powder will kill me? Apparently not that much.
It's not the talc powder that will kill you. It's the asbestos that grows right with talc powder. So you can have talc powder and like breathe it in, mm-hmm. and you would be fine. But if asbestos
did you try that?
Happen? No, I don't recommend it. But 90% of talc powder has asbestos in it. There's just no way it doesn't. But they say that it doesn't because they test like a very small amount.
Sounds like Giggly Squad needs to put out a line of clean.
Seriously, I was like talking to my mom about it. She was like, such a mom about it. And she was like, you know what? You literally drink spray tan, so don't even. How dare you sit at the dinner and act like you are all natural all of the time? She's like, you will snort anything that says it'll make you tan, so please. And I'm like, oh my God, on Mother's Day?
I went to an Italian restaurant and they gave like my friend a plastic straw. My friend joked, like, you know what? I hate to say it, but it's kind of nice to have a plastic straw. It always does the job right. Yeah. And the lady goes, it's crazy. They give you a paper straw, and then for takeout, they have the plastic box, the plastic bag. Everything's plastic, but the straw that gets put in water. And I was like, give that woman a raise because she has a point. The lady has a point. And if you watch the documentary Seaspiracy, they say it's really the...
That did nothing.
Long story short, the straws are the least of our problems.
Yeah, long story short.
I do have a random like trend report.
Okay.
The drink of the summer.
What is that?
A dirty Shirley.
Wait, someone was who was just talking to me about this? And I was like, I am on board.
I was a Shirley Temple girly. When I was 12.
I'm going to tell you, also, I'm kind of done with espresso martinis.
Who hurt you?
I know, I'm just like...
What happened?
I'm like not feeling them. I feel like I've gone to places and I've had like consistently two bad ones in a row. And I'm just like, I'm over these.
But my bachelorette.
Yeah.
The bachelorette of the century. It was, they were good.
Yeah.
But you're right, a couple bad ones, and there are places that are hard to make, and they fuck it up.
I also can't drink tequila anymore.
That'll happen.
I'm back. I feel like college, I drank so much vodka. I could kill.
I couldn't do vodka for like 7 years after college.
So when I got out of college, I was all tequila. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, if I smell it, I will throw up. So I'm back to vodka.
I am doing something fun for my wedding. This is like a little sneak peek. They said two signature drinks, and I wanted to name it after Butter and Romeo, or mm-hmm. two pets. So I'm doing Butter's Bellini, mm-hmm. which is like a peach Bellini, and then Romeo's Martini, and it's espresso martini.
Cute.
But now I'm like, how are you going to not like espresso martinis on my wedding week?
No, I'm you don't like espresso
not
martinis
my wedding
before
week.
My wedding?
You're quitting before my wedding?
I've literally changed my whole personality before your wedding.
Okay, you're like, I'm dressing like you for this week, and you show up in a fucking wedding dress.
I borrow that black dress that you love, that you always wear.
Oh my God, yeah.
I wear that to your wedding.
Oh, my stand-up dress? Yeah. I think my mom's burned it. Also, nostalgia. I love a tube top, and I'm anticipating tube tops are going to be my aesthetic for the summer.
Okay.
Like, I kind of love the vibe.
You also look great in tube tops.
Thank you. I have a long torso, and I sweat profusely, so the fact that I don't have any cloth near my armpit frees me like a bird. Nelly Furtado.
Your torso is built for a tube top.
I hate to say this, but my biggest flex is people see my torso, and they go, is that Britney Spears?
Does she have a long torso?
Brittany is known for her amazingly long torso. And someone made fun of my torso in college, and I thought it was a bad thing. And then Brittany's normalized a long torso.
Brittany's normalized a lot of things.
Yeah, she has. She has. Okay, I also wrote new trend that you sent me. Tape Botox.
I sent it to you?
I think on TikTok.
Oh, where the girls are like pulling their faces back. And then putting the makeup on it.
No, legit tape Botox.
Yes. Okay, so there's this new trend going around, and I did order it on Amazon.
Oh, so do they have specific tape for it, or just tape in general?
I have to look up the name, but there is a specific brand that makes things to put on your forehead mm-hmm. while you're sleeping. Mm-hmm. But then there's other people that are like, you could use regular tape and it works the same.
It looked like duct tape almost.
Yeah. And it's supposed to freeze these muscles so that it's harder to like move your face.
Is it because the glue has a kind of toxin in it? Or
talcum powder?
It's definitely not.
Asbestos at it again.
I thought it was at first like, oh, you're just not moving your.
I didn't think that.
Fuck, it's definitely like really toxic. It's definitely
very toxic.
Like to be putting in your pores whatever the tape is that'll stick. Yeah, it's not great.
No, but I'm going to look at what's inside of the actual brand that like, it's called like Facey or something. I'll find it. I'll post it.
Another trend that everyone's talking about, coastal grandma era. Have you heard of it? Yes. Are you into it? Tell the gigglers. It's
very, I think, Diane Keaton in Something's Gotta Give.
Cape Cod.
She's white. She's ivories. She's tan.
Ina
she's
Garden in the Hamptons.
Yes.
I could see you, because I think you look so good in baggy. You don't do it enough. I mean, today you are. But I feel like a good coastal grandma top.
I coastal with grandma a linen pant a lot when I'm in Charleston.
I could see that for you.
Because I'm not a huge color pastel girl. So when I'm down there, I try and keep it white and tans and neutrals. So I definitely bring out like a coastal grandma chic.
Coastal grandma is just like your husband's died. You are rich. You don't care to show off for anyone, but
you're timeless.
You're timeless. You're put together, but you want to be loose and comfortable for because you might go to the garden. You might pick some
but
basil.
But you're wearing a trouser because you used to be professional.
Yeah.
And you still have that class.
Yeah. And you're not trying to get a man. You don't need a man.
No.
You're not dressing in the hoochie trend, such as my bachelorette.
Yes.
The word hoochie should be brought back.
Yeah, it really should.
Do you have any front page news?
No.
I have one thing. So Leah McSweeney.
Yeah.
Because we have to talk about Pete and Kim. Leah McSweeney, Bravo sister, said she thinks it's creepy that Pete, so early in the relationship, tattooed Kim's children on him.
I agree. I think that's very weird. I think the only reason I didn't think it was weird that he got a tattoo like my girl's a lawyer is because he's like fully tatted.
Yes.
Like he doesn't see getting a tattoo as like as permanent as other people. And he wouldn't care about like getting it like taken off if he really wanted it. I don't even think he'd really he'd take that tattoo off if they broke up. Like I feel like he just doesn't care about that. Her children's what did he get of her children? Their names or like their initials or something. Yeah, that's weird.
But I also guess that he gets tattoos and then covers them up like we
change
eyelashes. Lipstick.
I was going to say socks.
I don't know. We were like trying to read each other's minds and turns out it's empty. There's nothing there.
I think that's weird. I agree.
It was interesting that someone spoke up like for a second outside the like PR machine that is like another perfect, beautiful relationship in the world.
Yeah.
Kind of being a hater.
Okay. Be real.
I'm going to stop being fake for a second.
Hashtag real.
I've been fake this whole time. I'm going to stop right now. When they showed this clip of her telling Pete to take off the second hat.
Yes.
And some people were like, this is so cute. And I got like a gut reaction. And I felt
Thank you so much for saying it. It wasn't so much for me, her saying take off the hat. It was his reaction to
it.
He was uncomfortable.
And he got very like
he
little kid.
He got nervous.
Kid.
He got very little kid. Like maybe he was just uncomfortable.
Like he got
because
in trouble.
It's like, there was a camera there, and, like, this was a big...
No, I think you're uncomfortable like, that... So, for people who don't know, it shows Kim being filmed with him, like, behind the scenes something. And
of
he
her
has,
trying on her Met Gala dress.
Yeah, and he has a hat on, and then he put a second hat on top of it. Being cute, being funny, that is so Pete, a comedian you're dating.
Because he was like, I had nowhere to put it. I didn't want to lose it.
But he like, also, just, like, you could tell he thought it was funny. He thought it was cute. And she goes, take off the hat.
Yeah.
Like, in a very, like... Like mom you're embarrassing to son, me, like, wife. You're embarrassing. Exactly. And you could tell for a second he was vibing in himself. And then he was like, what? And she was like, take off the hat. And he, for a second, tried to have boundaries with her and was like, why?
Yeah.
And she goes, because we might use this footage. Which yeah. didn't answer his question as to, like, but why? Why yeah. can't the footage have me being goofy?
Yeah.
And it reminds me of, like, me with an ex when I'm being myself.
Yeah.
And them being like, oh, you're really loud back there.
Be yourself to a point.
Yes. And then he kind of made a joke like, oh, this hat caused a lot of drama. That whole interaction to me icked me. And yeah. then the comments were like, they're so fucking cute. And I'm like, weird.
Is this why you texted me the other day and you said, I'm just going to say it. Kim annoys me. And I was like,
oh my God, you just exposed me.
We were having a conversation.
I also think it was during the Met Gala when she was like bragging about losing 16 pounds for a dress. And people argue like people do that for roles all the time.
And weddings. And like.
But I argue that you should not do that for weddings. I argue that you should not do it to wear a dress for one night.
Yeah. I feel like if you want to, do whatever you
but
want.
But then her trainer was like, but she did it very healthily. I'm like, oh, she was eating during that?
I also, like, I was in the very minority of, like, I didn't think the dress was, like, that crazy icon. Like, yes, is it crazy and amazing that she wore Marilyn Monroe's dress? Of course. But, like.
Yeah, the actual dress was iconic on Marilyn, but no one, like, remembers the dress. No one's like, oh, that dress was amazing.
But I was like, you kind of wore, like, the same thing last year. Chloe was basically wearing dress.
What do you think happened that Chloe is wearing the same dress? Do you think that Chloe picked that dress a while ago?
I think that Chloe's was more like a gold and black moment, mm-hmm. and Kim's was more like nude with crystals. Like, I don't think they even saw it as like a similar vibe, mm-hmm. but to like a normal person who isn't in that like world every single day, yeah. like we were like, that's the same.
That's the same.
That's like a guy being like, you get your hair cut and you're like, someone's different. I don't know. Like, it's yeah. that comparison.
Yeah. yeah. I thought Kendall was my favorite. Okay, we're going to just wrap this up with some dope docs because okay. shit is happening. I watched the Hillsong documentary on Discovery Plus. I bought it for $7.99.
How was that?
It was very interesting. Do you know about Hillsong?
Yes, we talked about this last time.
I'm senile. I'm fully senile at this point. I'm a goldfish. I have the memory of a goldfish.
And you were going to watch the full thing.
I did. I watched it.
Yeah. No, we already talked about this and you told me how they like set people up and Hailey Bieber was set with,
oh, yeah,
with Justin.
But I finally like watched the end. So basically it's like a mega church and it's a thin line between mega church and cult. At first you're just like, okay, maybe this they're just super religious. Like they were telling people you can't. Like, kiss before 6 months. You can't. All this. You
kiss before 6 months.
Yeah. But that was like. So this pastor gets famous. Mm-hmm. This pastor. Like, really famous. He's like a rock star. He's hanging out with Justin Bieber. He's a rock. Like, he's.
It's like flying private. I'll just never understand when churches have, like, a ton of money. That's why I love Righteous Gemstones so much. I think it's the best show on television.
Righteous Gemstones?
Yes. With Danny McBride. Okay. Him, he's the main character.
He plays a megachurch pastor.
His dad is the megachurch pastor, and mm-hmm. the kids like all want to take over the megachurch because they want yeah. like all the money. And it's just like
what people argue. They're like, is this like, a business or a religion? And then you'd argue like, if the religion has a good business, it spreads better. But then there's a thin line. Because, yeah, this guy started Instagram with the, like,
they
designer.
Live in mansions.
And he started posting like, all the designer clothes the yeah. pastors are wearing. And it's like, is this for Jesus? You know who is a mega church pastor?
Who?
Gisele Bryant's man.
Oh, yeah. Is he a mega church one, though?
Mega church.
No way.
Like, superstar. He's, like, has, like, tons of followers on Instagram. Like, he's a mega church pastor.
She looks like a pastor's wife, though. Like, yeah. I think she is one of the prettiest
beautiful.
Girls I've ever seen in my life.
She honestly is incredible looking, and her personality also is beautiful.
Yeah, she's funny.
We are Gisele stans on this pod.
If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy, and when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes, or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called StoryWorth. StoryWorth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. StoryWorth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this. And there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love StoryWorth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/giggly. That's StoryWorth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry Lashes are in. Bold Eye Looks are in. Could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
So long story short, I'm like, this just sounds super religious. Did I tell you then the pastor has to report that he's been cheating on his wife?
Yes. I knew that, not because you
didn't. Oh, okay. So
that, yeah.
He did this whole Instagram.
And he has kids, right?
He has kids. The
Who
girl came out.
With?
This Muslim girl.
Was she part of the church?
No, he went up to her in a park and they had this like affair, like 6-month affair. And then she basically came out like, this
Could
guy's a fake.
Could you imagine literally anyone coming up to you in a park?
I'd be like, I'm getting kidnapped. This is the end. Get my affairs
like,
in order.
This is how sex trafficking happens.
If a man, and she said she was like reading, but that also seems so like rom-com corny. What is he doing? Just like roaming around the park trying to find like women that are down to
like
clown?
What, he just spotted her and was like, she's really pretty. Let me end my marriage in this 4 seconds that I go up to this woman.
Yeah, it's so strange. And she basically like exposed him. And he has not posted on Instagram since. And the church...
He got kicked out of being the
He's
pastor.
Kicked out, yeah. But so then you're like, okay, it's just a church and like the priest did messed up shit. But then you look into it deeper. It turned out the dad of the founder of the church was a pedophile. And then...
His dad?
No. There was a guy who actually was running it.
Got it.
And his dad started. It was a pedophile. And then they had this college where they basically would make the kids like work... unpaid and like they were and if they found out that they had sex before or done drugs, they like treated them really bad. I mean, it was
lame.
We've seen like worse cults
yeah
as like a cult enthusiast.
You really are.
It just seemed like very, very religious, but like very religious and cultish. The two extremes are a thin line.
You wrote something on the shared note about someone that was in a cult that I didn't. Jared Leto.
Oh, so Jared Leto, he does this thing in Serbia where he invites like a ton of fans and they all wear white and he like gives speeches. So yeah. Everyone's like, this is a cult. I actually tried on a wedding dress.
I thought you were Jared Leto.
And I looked like Jared Leto in a cult. Like my hair down. I honestly, Jared Leto's gorgeous. So that was a compliment
Jared
to
Leto
me.
Is very good looking.
Stunning. But Jared Leto, I think people are going to find out more stuff about him. And it's wild. Then, okay.
Was a lead singer of a band, right?
Yeah.
What band?
30 Seconds to Mars. Oh, Patrick. He's so useful sometimes. Then I watched a documentary about a nuclear explosion in Pennsylvania.
Your range out of this world. Literally out of this world.
It's on, I believe, Hulu. Yeah, there was a nuclear explosion in the late 80s.
Okay,
when
where?
Nuclear energy was new. Like a small town in Pennsylvania. Nuclear energy is new. Everyone loves the nuclear plants they put. Everyone's working. Yeah. They love their new jobs.
Like,
it's great.
Hashtag nuke.
Great for the economy. Yep. Actually, I love nukes. And then one day, like, things start beeping.
Yeah.
Like, and shit went wrong. And the first thing they do, because it's a business, was tell everyone, like, you're fine. You're good.
Yeah.
And
white
then
lied.
White lie. Toxic.
White lies.
White lies.
They're like, everything happens for a reason.
But people were like, you'll tell us if it's affecting us, right? And they were like, absolutely, you're fine. And then they got to the point where they were like, we might need to tell these people to evacuate. But once you evacuate people, like, that's millions of people. So they were like, we're just doing, like, a warning that we might tell you to evacuate. And that's when people were like, okay, I'm not fucking waiting around for this. And people started leaving.
Wait, when was this?
This is, like, late 80s. Like, Des remembered it.
Okay.
And
he was like, yeah, the nuclear explosion of 87.
Obviously. So, and I never heard of this, but the whole nuclear industry is freaking out because if they say people need to evacuate because something wrong happened in a nuclear plant, that means all the places that have nuclear plants are going to get scared.
Yeah.
So everyone's freaking out. And then
did they evacuate?
Yes.
Okay.
So that everyone's in their hazmat suits. Like, it's scary. And it eventually goes to, like, a normal level, but then they decide they want to, like, redo it, and they have to, long story short, I'm not scientific enough to know, and I did fall asleep towards the end, because it was, like, 2 a.m. at that point, but, like, basically, there was a crazy nuclear almost explosion that happened. It was crazy.
So if you're into science, you like Elon Musk, all this stuff, watch this documentary. We're unsure what happened.
I don't know
end.
If they lived or died.
So,
okay, my final one is insane. It's called I Think My First Name is Steve.
Okay.
Or Steven.
Okay.
I Think My First Name is Steve or Steven. And it's on, I'm going to say Hulu.
I've realized you have a lot of subscriptions.
Honestly, at this point, we should just pay for cable because I have 400 subscriptions. Because I have
Dez's.
I'm watching it all. Because
do you ever
life's
log
too short.
On to something and you're like, who the fuck is Chelsea?
Yeah.
And you're like, been watching their shit for years. And you're like, I don't even know how I got
well,
this.
If you ever go to your Hulu and you see it's a ton of documentaries, you know who stole your login.
Yeah.
This is fucking insane. This kid, Steven, one day, his mom is late to pick him up from work. At school, and he disappears.
Okay.
He's gone. And they're telling the news, and the news is so cute.
How old?
So it's important if the kid's cute. If the kid's ugly, no one cares. He's not on the back of the milk carton. So he's so cute. Where is it, you said?
I said how old?
We don't listen to each other. He's 7.
Okay.
And California.
Okay.
Then the news finally stops reporting on him and, like, he's gone. And he has, like, 4 siblings and they are just distraught.
He's just gone missing from school.
Gone.
Okay. Wow. I want to watch this.
Turns out, I can I tell you what happens?
Sure.
It's really crazy.
I think that's why we're here.
Okay. If you want to watch it now without the spoilers. Because when I tell you crazy shit happen.
Okay.
So, I'll try to keep it general. So, turns out a man took him. and brought him to like a small town in California that people, like an ocean town or some shit, and just raised the kid like normal, told the kid his parents don't want him anymore, that he's legally his dad now, like he wanted a son. And they interview people who knew him at school, and his name, he changed his name to Dennis. So his name was Dennis, and the kid just kind of got brainwashed that like his parents don't want him. His name's Dennis now. So Dennis fully just lived as a kidnapped kid, going to school, playing with his friends. That was it. And he was too young to like.
What year was this? Like, when was this?
The 80s, I think.
Does Des remember?
Probably. It? The 80s are crazy. Des knows all about it. Then fast forward, he's like 13 on the football team. He was getting kind of too close with people, and he moved him again. And then you realize, like, he's getting assaulted by this guy. One day he comes home and there's a little kid there. And he goes, this is your new brother. Because clearly he aged out. And suddenly, for whatever reason, he had convinced himself that this is where he belongs. But he knew deep down, this kid is going to go through what I went through. And I don't want him to. And during the night, he picked up this kid, put him on his shoulders, and just started walking. And, like, left, and they got someone to pick him up, and the kid told him, like, the town he lived in, brought him to the police station. And the police station goes, we're looking for you also. And he goes, what? And he goes, I think my name is Steve. I'm literally getting goosebumps telling this right now. And they bring him back to his family, and he's this hero, like, town hero. Because he not only saved this kid's life, but 7 years later, he's not dead. He's alive. Steve is here. But then they get so much press because the media loves this like beautiful hero moment. And the kid hasn't even processed what he's went through. He didn't tell anyone about the abuse. He's just like, yeah, I just live there. I'm fine. I didn't go through anything. Like in school, when he'd get out of school, they'd ask him how he's doing with his friends. Like it was like too much media.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's it like to not want all this attention? Paige is like, can I have their PR? Like what? Who's doing? He's in the news headlines every morning.
I'm like, so every day, someone was asking.
What kind of news outlets did he? His outfit he chose for the day. So, and the parents, they say looking back, like, we wish we didn't give every interview, but it was such like a great story. And the dad says that he doesn't want to put him in therapy.
Why? It's always the dad.
He like didn't believe. I know, it's always fucking stupid dad. No offense, dad. So stupid. So he actually, like, he's a little naughty for a bit, like, a little drugs, whatever, nothing too bad. And then he falls in love with a girl he met, and they have a family. And you're like, oh, my God, this is so beautiful. And he's, like, 24. And they say, we want to do a film about your life, like a Hollywood TV film. It wins an Emmy. It's great. He, like, took the money. He bought a motorcycle with the money. He's, like, loving life. And then in his motorcycle, he got hit by a car and died.
What the fuck?
At 24.
Hannah!
So these people spent their whole lives waiting for him to come back. He came home, finally got his shit together, and gets killed. So, fast forward, this poor family. These girls die at Yosemite Park. Mm-hmm. And they're like, this is crazy. And then another girl dies at Yosemite Park, and they're like, this is crazy. And their brother works at Yosemite Park. Their brother becomes a serial killer and starts. I'm laughing because of Paige's face.
The brother that Steven saved?
No, the brother that was older than Steven in the family and was always like in the background. And people either
became a serial
killer.
People
were either like, he got fucked up by it and felt like he never got attention and like wanted to like get a better story than Steve. Or they think he always was unwell and the dad never got him the help he needed. So he ended up murdering 3 women and then on the death penalty. And the family, they interview the family and they're like, the fact that any of this happened in one person's lifetime is insane. Oh, so that's why God. I kind of gave everything away. You don't really have to watch it.
I'm actually terrified to watch it now and I won't be watching it. But so, that's insane.
White lies sometimes are good.
Oh my God. Dude, that just threw me for a loop. I can't believe the guy died.
No, it was so traumatizing that I had to re-traumatize it on you.
Yeah, you needed to like give it get to it. Someone yeah. to get it out of you.
Is that toxic? Anyway.
I have to give it to someone now.
Yeah, go tell Craig afterward. So anyway, thanks for giggling. That was super fun. Sorry to kind of ruin the mood. I mean, if you want someone to
right before your wedding,
my wedding week.
Oh my
dude,
god!
If anyone wants to hire a vibe killer, I'm available all week long until
she does
my wedding.
Bat mitzvahs and sweet 16.
Everyone report to Instagram that Paige is shadow blocked and try to fix it because I need her to have premium content for my wedding.
It won't stop me.
And yeah, we love you guys so much. Thanks for giggling with us. Yeah, follow us on Instagram. We did hit 100,000. No big deal.
Probably because I was shadow banned.
Because Paige was shadow banned, so we had to step it up. Bye. Giggle with you later.